There goes the full-time whistle. And St Unions have beaten Neve Connell in this Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Championship quarter-final by just a single point in the end. 10-9, having led at the break by 4 points. Neve Connell, in fairness to them, so much better in the second half. Eamon McGee, credit to St Unions. They dug out the victory. The big players produced the goods when they were needed. And that late score, the injury time winner from Owen McGeehan, giving them the victory against Neve Connell.
Yeah, I thought that they responded well after hitting that initial hiccup for about 20 minutes of the second half, where they couldn't cope with just Neve Connell brought aggression. They fought their way back into it, and Unions kind of lost a wee bit of focus, but found once Moore got into that situation, he scored the point, steadied the team. I thought that Unions got that focus back and managed to get back into the game.
Yeah, because that came at a stage where Neve Connell had edged in front for the first time in this contest, a free from Kieran Thompson, around about 7 minutes of normal time left to play. But the response from St Unions was instant, wasn't it, Eamon? Neve Connell didn't even get a chance to enjoy being in the lead because Kieran Moore drew them level.
No, and as it says at the time, that's when you want your big players to step up to really say that now is the time, we'll go and win this game. And Moore done that, and in fairness, I found Niall and Shane got involved in that last few phases of the attack, and that's who you want. That's, you want your big players on the ball.
Would you describe it as a game of two halves? I'm not so sure. I know that's an old cliche in football parlance, Eamon, but St Unions, the dominant side in the first half, Neve Connell so much better in the second half, and got themselves back on level terms, as we say, got their noses in front for a few seconds at least. But in the end, St Unions,
I was really impressed. I was really impressed with Unions in the first half and what they were about, and the different points that they took to their game plan and what they obviously had worked on. And in fairness, we've seen it many a time that Neve Connell just rolled up the sleeves and went at it. They didn't, who was talking? Martin Regan or say wouldn't have to talk. You have the likes of Tony, you have the likes of Leo and these boys, just to lead the thing and just say what are we about here. And there has to, if we're going down, we're going to go down with a fight, and I think that's what Neve Connell done. And we have to take the hats off to them, that they have been and they still will be for another few years yet the dominant force in Donegal club football. But say Unions have the potential, for me with Unions, and again this is my own opinion with Unions, that one and one championship. Unions should be doing a lot more than just going one and one championship every few years. They should be doing what Neve Connell are doing, such as the squad depth and the talent at their disposal.
Yeah, and that's a St Unions club who have lost some very, very valued members in recent weeks, the death of Aidan McGlynn and more recently Connie Maguire, two big club men, two big St Union stalwarts, and I would imagine those players and the management went out to do it for Connie and for Aidan tonight. But listen, they played well. They have so many options as well. You see what they sprung from the bench, Eamon, and I know we talked about the depth of their squad. Neve Connell perhaps weren't helped by the fact that they had key players missing tonight.
I think they were hindered in terms of you need that. And yeah, people talk about now it's a 20-man game, and that's a cliche. It's actually not a cliche, and you need that spring. In terms of, I always say, the upward curve, the performance needs to still keep going, and your subs need to continue that. They need to keep the standard and raise the standard. And Unions had it, and Neve Connell just didn't. And in fairness, you're carrying a lot of good players with injuries, and it's hard to absorb that for any team. But listen, Unions will enjoy it tonight, but a lot of teams will look at that there now and see Unions as potentially being beatable. Whether it's funny, because they might have seen Neve Connell as a very hard team to beat, but Unions are potentially beatable. So
yeah,
the likes of Kilcar and the likes of Gidor for Masters, St Michael's, these will look up and say this opens it wide open.
Okay, so St Unions will join Dunloe in the semi-finals. We know that because Dunloe beat Glenswillie earlier on today, and those two other quarter-finals being played tomorrow, Davy Brennan Memorial Park in Glenty is the venue for the first of those quarterfinals. St Michael's against Kilcare throws in at 1:30 and then at 4:30 in Sean McCool Park in Balbuffet here. Four Masters will play Guido. Those matches, again, part of a busy day tomorrow. There's plenty of action right across the county at different grades, and there's plenty of ladies football action on tomorrow as well. Most of the championships at ladies level have reached the semi-finals, senior, intermediate and junior A. There's a junior B final as well tomorrow. Sean McCool's play Red Hughes, and there's a junior B Shield final tomorrow, Gail Litcher Cannon against A Rua too. So plenty to look forward to tonight as the St Eunice players down in front of us make their way off the pitch. Plenty of supporters on too for St Eunice, giving their players hugs and congratulations. In fairness, St Eunice produced the goods tonight. Eamon, some might say they won this game tonight in the first half because they had built up that 4-point lead, and they did just enough in the second half, didn't they? And they showed their worth by getting over the line to win in the end.
Yeah, and I just see young Connor Duck going off, like, and people talk like football's a wild, simple game, and you get caught up in tactics and coaching and game plans and all that. But Connor at that time, important turnover, you know, Ethan O'Donnell was pulling away and Connor just sprinted and stayed with him, and that's the championship moment. And if you have an accumulation of that over the period of game on the positive side, then you're probably going to come off on the good side of it.
Okay, that's the voice and the views of Eamon McGee, former Donegal and Gweedore player. Eamon, thanks for your contribution tonight. It's been a very enjoyable quarter final, a fascinating encounter. In the end, St Eunice just doing enough to get over the line, and credit to them, they have produced the goods. They've beaten the reigning champions in Niamh Connell, who have such a proud history and a proud record in this competition. But tonight it's all about St Eunice, and they advance to the last four on a scoreline of St Eunice 10 points, Niamh Connell 9 points. My thanks to Eamon, thanks to Frank, and then Joe back in studio for their help tonight. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, have a very good evening.